Semester Self-Check Unit 7, Bitcoin, Blockchains, and the Future of Money.
Excuse me, have you ever heard about this Bitcoin thing?
Yes, I have. It has something to do with money, doesn't it?
No idea. I normally have no coins on me, only pay with plastic.
Let's ask someone who has to know more. Professor Kay Doherty from the London School of Economics. Professor Doherty, have you ever heard about this Bitcoin thing?
Well, I have, yes. And it's a crazy thing, really. It's the first and at the same time most famous digital cryptocurrency. Many have witnessed its breathtaking rise in value. It cracked the $1,000 threshold for the first time on January 1st, 2017, topped $19,000 in December of that year, and then shed about 50% of its value during the first part of 2018. But the Bitcoin story has so much more to it than just headline-grabbing price swings. It incorporates technology, currency, maths, and economics.
Let's start at the beginning. Who actually invented this new kind of currency?
Bitcoin was invented in 2009 by a person who called himself Satoshi Nakamoto. His stated goal was to create a new electronic cash system that was completely decentralized with no server or central authority. After perfecting the concept and technology, Nakamoto turned over the source code and domains to others in the Bitcoin community in 2011 and subsequently vanished.
Ooh, how mysterious. And what is Bitcoin then?
Simply put, Bitcoin is a digital currency. No bills to print or coins to mint. It's decentralized. There's no government, no institution like a bank or other authority that controls it. Owners are anonymous. Instead of using names, tax IDs, or social security numbers, Bitcoin connects buyers and sellers through encryption keys. And it isn't issued from the top down like traditional currency. Rather, Bitcoin is mined by powerful computers connected to the internet.
So, everyone could mine their own bitcoins?
In fact, yes. You can mine your own bitcoins by doing a combination of advanced maths. Here's how it works. When someone sends a bitcoin to someone else, the network records that transaction in a so-called blockchain, a huge, openly accessible journal of all the transactions that have ever been made. Now, using specialized software and increasingly powerful and energy-intensive hardware, the blocks are converted into sequences of code known as hash. The problem is that thousands of miners compete simultaneously to do it. It's like thousands of chefs feverishly racing to prepare a new, extremely complicated dish, and only the first one to serve up a perfect version of it ends up getting paid. When a new hash is generated, it's placed at the end of the blockchain, which is then publicly updated and accessible for everyone. For their trouble, the miner currently gets 12.5 bitcoins. So, in fact, the miner pays for high-end computers and lots of energy bills with real money in exchange for a chance to get these cyber bitcoins. The protocol established by Satoshi Nakamoto dictates that only 21 million bitcoins can ever be mined. About 12 million have been mined so far, so there is a limited supply, like with gold or other precious metals.
Well, I'm not sure I've understood everything you said, but Bitcoin is without a doubt something I want to know more about. Thanks, Professor Doherty, and goodbye.
Thank you for the invitation.